Hello everybody, hope you're well. This is Hugh Mehrazi and I'm here with our Forex podcast series. Today we are going to talk about the major news and events happened last week, their effects in the market, and most importantly, what will happen in the next week so you can align your trades with a hint of macroeconomic analysis. Let's start with reviewing the last week's events, as we know it was a very heavy week with a lot of important news, especially for the US dollar. In that week, Powell and the Federal Reserve team decided to increase the interest rate of the US dollar. As we expected, the volatility was very high last week due to PMI news, a speech of Jerome Powell, and also the NFP statistics, which were published on the last day of the week. In that NFP news, we saw an increase in the number of jobs created and also an increase in wages. But also at the same time, a small increase in unemployment happened, which can put pressure on Mr. Powell's hawkish tone to be neutralized at the next Federal Reserve meeting. Now for the coming week, we have China's trade balance statistics on Monday, November the 7th. We also have Chinese imports and exports, which can be effective for the China and Japan economies, because there are a lot of transactions between these two countries. We know that if China's trade balance statistics are good, it can affect the Japanese yen also in the long term. In the same day, we have the Swiss unemployment rate, which can be effective for the Swiss franc in the future. We say that in the future because the news that is published on November the 7th does not have a short-term effect. At noon, we have the speech of Mrs. Lagarde, the president of the European Central Bank, which could be the most important news of that day, which will be important for the euro. There is no other major news to talk about that on that day. On November the 8th, in the early evening, we have the speech of the members of the Federal Reserve, and also in this day, the inflation statistics for the New Zealand can be important. For the Eurozone and France as well, we have the trade balance announcement. It can affect the euro in general, but to say that, it might not be that important to affect your positions on Forex. We will also have a speech by members of the Swiss Bank, which we can see the effect on that on Swiss franc. Don't forget, central bankers' tones are very important these days. Another important piece of news that we want to mention on November the 8th is about Australian Central Bank Governor's speech. But besides that, the most important news of the day will be about the US Congress election, which whether the Republicans or the Democrats will win can affect the market. Then on 9th of November, we have some news, but they don't have that much of impact. For example, we have China's annual CPI and PPI, we have Japan's economic sentiment, we have the speech of the members of the Federal Reserve, and finally we have a series of statistics on US oil reserve. But all of these things are not that much impactful on the market. So let's go to the 10th of November, which is a much more important day. On that day, early in the morning, we will have a series of statistics from Japan. Then we have a series of speeches from the members of the US Federal Reserve. And then in the evening, we have the monthly CPI, annual CPI, and the core CPI, which is very important news to see if it has decreased or not. As you know, CPI stands for Consumers Price Index, which shows the inflation in America. If the CPI has decreased, it will lead to the weakening of the dollar index. But if the CPI has increased, Mr. Powell's main priority is to control inflation. So it automatically sends this signal to the market that the interest rate will continue to rise, thus helping to strengthen the dollar index. We can say that the most important day of this week is November the 10th. When the volatility definitely will be high. If the CPI changes a lot compared to the forecast, whether it is negative or positive, many currency pairs, especially the euro, will change against the dollar. Finally, on November the 11th, we have PPI statistics for Japan. Also for the euro area, we have Germany's final CPI, and for the UK, we have the monthly GDP, which is very important for the UK. They also have trade balance statistics, which give us a big picture of GDP. There are economic forecasts of the euro area too. The last important news that is published on this day is the US Consumer Sentiment Statistics, which is the psychological discussion of consumers, which is a survey they conduct and is usually one of the most important statistics. It's not as important as the CPI, but it can be one of the most important things. This was a review of what you should expect in the coming days. Hope it helps you and good luck with your trades. Please like and share this podcast if it has been useful for you. Bye for now.